The list of things I intend to do grows as each day I append a few. A few things that I just must attend to. When, says you? Eventually. Send a message to an old friend and spend some time to all bridges mend. When, oh when, will this message be penned? Eventually. Fend off the fear of what might be said, and lend an ear to the voice in your head. For now pretend not to hear, and tell it instead, eventually. Ascend to the crest of a famous hill, on a spiritual quest to leave me fulfilled. So I can end the rush and just be still, content to bend to the word's will. But ooh, another event chooses me, so I'll do that quite soon, eventually. See, as we kick our can of plans further down the road, we hand to fate a great control of the script to our life's show. If the tyrant fate guards the gate, he may betray our trust, and leaves our hopes, dreams, and dates fade into the dust. Essentially, eventually, is when one procrastinates. It's great when it comes early, but what if it comes late.
Hey. We're being logged on. Nice and low, great. Bernadette McCarthy's in the house.
Friday, and I think the poet who's in the poem isn't here, so sorry to read it. We were dreaming blue as the wireless sigh of an October melodrama on the banks of the Lee. The Miles Davis tribute band had sworn to the everyman stage and set the audience alight with the quiet fire of their modalities. The long blonde alto sax had scaled us back and forth like a soft melt on waxed paper on a comb. And the tall, dark, unsought tenor was placing the capstone on the musical arch of the evening. When you smashed your way in with a bebop squawk, you tardy, turtlenecked local poet, you slumped into the seat to my left, aping the players on the stage, beating the backs of chairs as you started your own solo. Chord after pent-up chord shot up like a blunderbuss report, stomping, shuffling, screeched, holy shit, busting my eardrum at every burst of applause, then feeling like a bomb blast victim. I stayed cool, melodic, kept my own time, while you offered me clear liquid from a Valley Mount bottle. Your given measure for the entire balcony of me, bones shaking, furioso, as they soared with the changes. A fight broke out a few seats to our right between a tall black man and an ivory short one. The bouncer tore in and hustled the black man out in a rough waltz. You shut up at the key shift and stepped off your stage, sunk deep into your lap. All I heard then was a soft reshuffle of bourgeois buttocks and a sweet masculine trumpet quivering, so what?
Becoming a poet and moving to Argentina, which is all true, and I think my mother is going to have a lot of problems with that. So I really find that inspiring. Recently, my mind was under capitulation, resulting in the self-stipulation, demanding that I be heard and the urge to be stern on myself. An initially with discerning, learning that the world revolved without me, and I spent some time estranged from the reality of earning. But after a few weeks, it became apparent that my expedition into creative exposition went into remission and led nowhere productive. Well, in a monetary sense at least, so my life became reductive as my income ceased to a dribble of cash in hand, odd jobs, I robbed the tax man as best I can to fund a caffeine addiction with the restriction of knowing that what I spent wasn't being replaced. And I traced my life in day-to-day delusions, a fusion of illusions, avoiding questions of my future, sutured by the fact that I'm still relatively young. Highly strung, I sung a few songs, and I slung myself into the mold of the artist, but was unable to resist the tempest in sub-creative stasis. Moods in flux, the crux of all our lives, arrived in my undecided mind. What the fuck am I supposed to do with my time? As you should probably know, simply existing doesn't hold an economical value, and in lieu of society devolving into a meritocracy where I receive on the basis of my social standing, or a kleptocracy where I miss the takes I fancy, I need to figure out ways of making money without losing my sanity. But my vanity is compounded because I'm surrounded by friends whose momentum seems unfounded, happy with their lives, it's visible in their eyes. A counselor once queried what I prefer to either: live life sedate and easy, or poor and interesting. And the sting is, I want the best of both, and I have neither.
Yeah, well done, brilliant.
That was a bit weird.
Brilliant. I think Jerry Murphy's up there.
It's a good one.
This is called God Explains Eternal Life. So, I lied.
You could have done about 10 actually. Can't
afford
me. Afric. Tad longer. I thought this is a bit of a wistful midnight musing. It's called The Attic and the Id. No stair to take me there, just a drop-down ladder that vanishes after my vanishing feet. A spider abseils a single thread among dust motes to a landing strip, with chitons that intuit when to cling and when release. No sun tonight, I'm dining on silence and other senses while I journey along my own silk road. No inclination for bed, I sleep poorly anyway, and here is respite from the pressure even to try. Instead, I'm dipping into your African story. You dispensed with socks and scents, took to night spots and hookers, gambled away all your belongings in 20 minutes. I compare my small life with your adventures, and back I go to our foray into those African clubs where slim-hipped girls crossed legs seductively, flashing thigh and crotch, and stared at you, the only white man. The city sparkled. You took my hand, startled to the floor with moves you learned from mambas and black rhythm. This reminding me of last night's reggae in the barracks.
decades falling away, and the wall he pushed me up against to kiss me, starting a thrill I haven't felt in years, that was just as quickly quenched when he spied his ex and desisted. And oh, I miss your nonchalance, forbidden glance that left me in no doubt and leaves me wanting still. Pulse is in the mind more than the body. I find that I touch strangers more easily than family. Let me return to the memory of that surprise kiss, and perhaps another if the glass is full and lights are low. He wants me younger too, a man thing primed to want the taut and thin, and I disappoint, but can swerve his thoughts to lust with the erotica of words. From you and this spider, I learn the language of a web. Feel ready now to leave the attic. Drop down to complete my weaving.
From Margaret Afric. Next up we have Grace Piotrowski.
Called Flirting on Social Media. When I like your Facebook photo, I mean I like your body. That smile, that lighting, that filter effect, I dig it. When I post a hashtag gains pic from the gym, it means I like to get hot and sweaty so that I will look good when we get hot and sweaty. And by hot and sweaty, I mean date night where their theme is hot chocolate and sweatpants. When I Snapchat you my dinner, it means I am wife material. When I say wife material, I mean I am a pro at cooking dinner for one, which means no, I do not have a boyfriend and am perfectly content. But if you wanted to change that, I wouldn't mind. When I say I wouldn't mind, I mean I send my friends screenshots or a text to help them decipher your language and to code my own reply, by which I mean, homie, please read through the lines of this wireless love story, because I'm running out of funny tweets with the sole purpose of catching your eye, making you smile, and baby, we're running out of time.
Romanka Grace. Next up we have Megan Cronin.
So I was looking for a poem to read, I didn't write anything new, and I really just wanted to experience what this would be like, so I just found something I didn't read before, and it's going to be an interesting one. Yep. So it's called Keep Smiling. I smile when I see that guy I like. You know, the one with the hair here, and the piercings there, there, and there. Oh, and tattoos here. I smile when I'm enjoying myself. I smile when I laugh. I smile when I think of good memories. Keep smiling. Things will get better. Just keep smiling. Nobody will ever know. Keep on smiling now. They'll stop soon. Don't stop smiling. Can't you hear me? I told you, keep smiling. Breathe in. Smile. I smile remembering our dates. I smile when remembering how he would make an effort to see me, even when he was tired. I smile when I realize how much I liked him. I was smiling when I saw the boy I liked with some other girl. I was smiling when he told me he's been kissing her when he should have been kissing me. I was smiling when he looked me in the eye and said, he's sorry. I'm really sorry. I was smiling when he said he did it for me, to make it easier for me. How sweet. He said he got the wrong idea from my answer. I smiled when I couldn't even speak, when everything went blurry from the water in my eyes. But God forbid I'm sad because he did it for me. I'll smile a lot when I remember that night. I'll smile a lot because it replays over and over and over in my mind. I smile. I smiled. I'll smile again.
plan. A curious bunch of symbols after names.
Oh, that's my name in my own. So I took the first paragraph from a book I'm reading from the Prophet by Cathal Gibbon to lead into a poem, so I hope you like it. And I wonder how the jazz might work with it, but it might be fun. Your house is your larger body. It grows in the sun and sleeps in the stillness of the night. And it is not dreamless. Does not your house dream? And dreaming leave the city for the groove or dream drop. Maybe architects are deity poets and create extensions of their imaginations and build new organs. The roads are sound lines, dream tracks, links. We know they dream because electricians network a light aurora that glows the geography that you can see from the above atmosphere. Homes, shops, business blocks, they all collectify and define a global horizon of dreaming individuals in midnights that should be shadowed in ebony darkness. But yours and my marble home is an alchemy emerald of a blue world on one face, but on the other is an electrical dreaming globe. As humanity share coincidental and individual dreams. Thank you.
Thanks for that reminder. And next up, current joint Munster Slam poetry champion, Ali Brackett.
This is Bygone Sierra. I was thinking it's kind of like a sort of rhythm in this a little bit.
Do you want to sort of like count us in?
He's to blame, but don't you know that you've been eating my whole family for years? My whole family for years. Stop doing it, don't you know that you've been eating my whole family for years? But history is to blame. No, history's not to blame. No, what is your problem? Retribution's got an arm so long that it keeps catching up with itself. It tapping itself on the shoulder and saying history is to blame. But don't you know history is to blame is the phrase of those that don't realize that history is just a word. Yes, history is just a word. Like any other word, it just plays up to the fancy of the beholder. But don't you know that history is just a word? Don't you know history is just a word? It's absurd, you still shepherd the herd. The mountains whisper louder than human beings, but we still don't hear them. They've been speaking about the great upturn, wherever not becomes a valley. They're running away from us, they're running away from us. Don't you know that they're running away from us? They're shouting to the sky. They've created in us and we're their dam. They rejected the weaver, they stitched the hem. Oh, sight, vision, choice is ineluctable modality of the visual. Casual restrain. We can all feel the same, we can all sustain the same. Stain eluctable, unavoidable, inevitable. Able, despite the rumors, we are able. We are able.
band comes together. Fun that area, Connell, no doubt.
I should, I mean, I kind of do, but I don't know.
Just very, very low because I have a hearing problem. I'm going to try and sing this. I'm just an old-fashioned girl with an old-fashioned mind. Not sophisticated, I'm the plain and simple kind. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned face and an old-fashioned millionaire. I like the plain, simple car, a cerise Cadillac. Long enough to have a bowling alley in the back. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I like the planes as they're spinning at my loom. Be no trouble to my groom if he keeps the piles of money mounting. In our cottage there will be a soundproof nursery, not to wake the baby when I'm counting. I like the plain simple flowers, violets are for me. Have them set in diamonds by the man at Tiffany's. I want an old fashioned house with an old fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I like Chopin and Bizet and the songs of yesterday, string quartets and Polynesian carvers. But the music that excels is the sound of oil wells as they slurp, slurp, slurp into the barrel. A little home will be quaint as a sweet parasol, and instead of carpets, I'll have money wall to wall. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned
song. It's called Who Wants to Live Forever? It's not enough to call your darlings, washing out the dye from your rebellious hair, experimenting with Jaeger bombs, calling sanity, disposable actions sitting for sanity. Choose who you want to associate with. A mantle of indifference well becomes me. Latent hatred forecloses any time spent informing the masses of a warm light. Buried under concrete, a spurious disaster, breaking laws as is done, giving sore eyes, massacring conservation actions, hastily done, artifacts nicely disappearing from view. Starting inward, demanded, going like trains, sucking diesel on every counter, exhausting. Industry breeds industry. Fat out of progress, trophies given where it doesn't fit. Calling to the rest of the service, dissuaded, walked empty away as rich always do. Money for the luxuries, a hardwired priority. wiping the floor with a civilized eye. Waiting in life medication, hopes is trolled. Near sarcasm avoided in the lightning rage. Nicely delivering goods, life depending on it. Losses of recognition, still not worn.
Jeez, they're brilliant musicians, aren't they?
Yeah,
great job.
Absolutely
brilliant.
No, you guys are doing
a great job. You really are. I'm very impressed.
I think Brad is next. Yeah, yeah. Come on. I just realised when I brought this poem in that I've done it as jazz poetry before. Because I remember asking the band, I need a storm.
Need a storm.
Storm. Yeah, we really need some nature poetry, you know, never mind the social commentary. So, The West Awash, 2nd of January 2014, Castletown Bear. The wave throws the cliff face back at itself, chipping and grinding. Pieces of kist and flint rolled and spun together with force and flung. Hitting, cracking, splitting, sparking. Red light then green, gold and incandescent blue. Rebounding, mixing, becoming liquid. Particle, molecular, phantasmal. Kinetic flame licks cliff base. Lightning flickers reflect fissure, tunnel, and vein. Thunderhead breaks overhead. The already wet becoming waterlogged. Rivers and rivulets swell and flood. Hillside shifts. Cliff face frowns, then slowly, then more quickly, starts to slip, to fall down. 100,000 tons of soil and rock, with half a field and a wall on top. Gone. Drowned.
It's A minor, and it goes into la 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 pa pa la 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 dum into
I'm always a good suggestion, right?
And I thought if we do a proper improv at the end, it should be 3 minutes.
What's A minor?
Okay, A minor, and then it goes into da 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 pa pa da 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 da. And then with it, bit. Okay. A sky gazer can watch for waves up there, or listen and found the earth's ambient sound. That whoosh of atmosphere passing through here, sink, let that be me, like it crashing to ground. Like climbing its own speed, shedding its light beams, illuminating all the way of music it sees. The quiet planets in its clinch and was dull, beneath balls of background sound, playing chant just love. Clinch and love. To color each tone, so the art was formed in the language of sine curves. The base beat was built for foundations to rock. white percussive beats, pink rhythms on top. Vertical triangles and bowls to reach you. He's in the box, the San Quiero seeks you. So gift the earth then, eyes to heaven and heels to the ground. Now syncopate them, syncopate them. That's in the box. I go quick, this is improv, now I'm trying to make up the melody with this one. This is just short. So this is for Abraham. Okay. The goddess Bat created music, they said in ancient Egypt. And Hathor used this power of song to conquer the Invictus. And you can come to use your voice, knowing when it's ready. Its power to call will shake stone walls now that your chains are shed. To stand for your own in Cairo, to sing up brave and strong, stone and caged, live in chains when endless nights are long. To stay intact within your soul, to hold integrity, to see light in a living hole, to imagine that you're free, you're free.
Free jazz with an imprisoning rhythm.
The way that's called fuck poets.
You do the imprisoning rhythm, do the raucous free jazz.
Fuck music. Fuck music. Anything sonic. Jazz demonic. Pop tonic. Rock electronic. The death metal. How ironic. Subatomic dope. Morton Subotnik. Techno, techno, techno logic. Hardcore atonal cyclonic. Rave chocolate. Drone bollocks. Hip hop hydroponics. Philharmonic big leaf bonics. Quadroponic sound system sonnets. Little ditty rain droplets. Thoughtless Panasonic caterpillar olives. Contemporary classical academic. Nonsensical badminton rackets, anarchic folk rock fanatics in corduroy jackets, tune pukas, dance devils, trans fiends, disco queens. Boo, 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 boo. Fuck music, fuck music, anything Sonic. Fuck music, fuck music, anything Sonic. Mali and Divas, the Shivas, Hail Marys, non-believers, neck in the blood of Jesus Christ on a club night, cartwheeling through time on the back of Lemmy's motorbike, operatic bluegrass, really boring smooth jazz, too rehearsed, no pizzazz, send them all to Alcatraz, synthesetic razzmatazz, rap artists, bubble bathists, major labels, blind harpists, sine waves and tone-deaf Marxists, self-centered indie creeps with semi-acoustics and emotional needs. Jaros the Bye, help me please. Ska, 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 ska. Lo-fi, hi-fi, a really loud sneeze. Fuck music, anything Sonic. Fuck music, anything Sonic. I'm too excited to say it. I'm too excited to hold it in. Shimmering blue piranhas feast on the trumpeter's shins. Robotic pop stars with moronic grins sing monetary hymns while smoking millionaires shite on about tits, croissants and diamond rings. Coldplay, hot pause, I wipe my arse with Mozart scores. Lukewarm, fast forward, I hate Bob Dylan, I despise the Doors. Lights flash, last call before ejection. Every direction is south, I fall through a black hole and land in your mouth. Fuck music, anything Sonic. Banish every last harmonic. Flog the drummer, burn the bassist. Tarantella with untied laces. As grace notes float out of sight, out of mind, and wind chimes flirt with the passage of time. Ha!
Pig on his shoulders, and with a steady rolling step, walked down the shared laneway from the street. Johnny Moore, our neighbor. The dining room upstairs gave a view onto the backyard and the shed. You heard the humane killer pop. You heard the squealing stop. We bought pork fillet, back puddings, sausages, and occasionally apples from next door, but never, never bologna.
Tickling my nose, making me think of faraway places and different times to today's drear. I was gifted an imagination that can travel on diesel fumes or body odor, the tang of wintergreen and the sticks of incense burned out.
Sassy, immortal voodoo queen. Her name is Marie Laveau. I've walked through centuries in these fields, taken so many names I cannot keep track. Sasha, Ingrida, Florence, Sunita, binned a tattered list of dead lovers. They began to meld into one another. Oh, I'm rare, rarefied, that's my word. 100 years in college, 50 paying fees. It was all worth it if you ask me, Miss PhD times 20. Oh, I'm on the verge of deity, knowledge to burn, I'm the world's technician. It hasn't always been this easy, believe me. I could never go to therapy to reflect my immortality. They would lock me away for eternity like I'm crazy, then discover me and study my skin. What a gas that would be. What a gas. I'm speaking from the wrong era, as I've been known to do, with blank-eyed people staring at me in my antiquity. I brush it off and get lost, ghost. I dare say I'm the most alone. If there's one thing I've learned from this, it's that people never really change. I hear you all talking about Trump. Girl, I've seen Genghis Khan and Hitler, and watched their ghastly power filter into lives. Acting like the world's so fucked up, you know it keeps spinning without your opinion. Then death comes along, you blink into oblivion. The great chase of the human race, one problem after another, all so delicate, everything so important in every way. Let me ask you this, darling. You care if your grandfather couldn't get a date at 16? No, exactly. Same for everybody.
Jim, thanks a million. Last but not least, Mr. Carl Holden.
How you doing, guys? I'm going to read a poem by someone else. This is Bridge House Curry Dinner. It's by David Mann.
Woohoo!
So, some dinner jazz, please. Thank you. Bridge House Carvery Dinner, I fucking love you. Bridge House Carvery Dinner, I really love you, motherfucker. I fucking hope you do not stray. Please don't fuck off far away. I lick the gravy off the tray. Bridge House motherfucking Carvery Dinner, you make me feel like such a winner. Wednesday is my fucking double day. I fucking idolize that rich fuck Christy May. He may be gone, but the food's top notch. I need it out of an old man's crotch. I'm talking about you, Bridge motherfucking House motherfucking Carvery Dinner. Of course I want more types of spuds. I want roast, I want chips, I want mash. Garlic spuds, just a splash. You can always find a place to sit. Best Jackson Tullamore if you need a shit. Bridge fucking motherfucking House Carvery Dinner, I fucking love you, I really do. I frequent and haunt, I'm the local Carvery savant. You are always worth a jaunt. Does not matter that I cannot afford the beef. Give me the fucking bon avant. Minus 4 minutes. Like, sorry. Yeah.
Thank you.